This is Sarah Weymouth, and welcome to my podcast, where we talk about everything for you to live your best life. And we have a little fun too, from talking about business, marriage, parenthood, money, health, home decor, friendship, beauty, and pop culture. I'm a mother to three, a wife, a successful business owner, and I want to live my highest best self. Follow along as we learn together, grow, teach, because you only get to live one life. Oh, and I promise to dig deeper and to ask the tough questions. This is the Lime Podcast.
Hello. Okay, I literally was not going to do an episode on the Diddy stuff, but I went down a rabbit hole and got sucked in. So what I do sometimes when I'm walking on like the treadmill or something and it's early morning and I'm just so tired and I don't want to work out, I will watch just like reels or like random videos. And funny enough, I was watching videos on Facebook of all places, but like they're usually like longer on there. So I went on there and I just got sucked in to all the Diddy stuff. And I just started, you know, it's like the algorithm. So if you watch like one or two videos and it feeds you more, and then you watch a few more and then it feeds you more. And I kind of got like wrapped in it and I'm like, I got super curious. So I just kept watching videos and then read some stuff and then, you know, was trying to figure out who certain people are, you know, like his old bodyguard, Gene something came out and spoke about things. Gene Deal. And then Jaguar Wright, she has a lot to say and knows a lot. She used to be a singer and a performer and very big in the hip hop world and was very tightly, closely, you know, knew these guys, Diddy, Jay-Z, whatever, right? And she had a lot to say. So I really got like sucked in. So I'm literally just going to spill everything that I've learned that I think is interesting, fascinating, seems credible, whatever you want to say, okay? So one thing I also want to say with this Jaguar Wright chick is that A, I believe her. Like I actually feel like she's telling the truth. She's got no reason to come out talking smack about these people. She's not benefiting in any way, shape, or form. In fact, she's actually tied herself to some of it by saying that there was a video of her with her and this rapper, and there was an actual video, but the rapper afterwards felt bad and actually gave her the video. And because he gave her the video, you know, a few months later, he was done and they just like dropped him. She said he was actually very talented, but because he wouldn't go along with the schemes, they were mad and basically retaliated. So one, she put herself, you know, saying that she was one of the women in this particular video. The other thing she says is, sue me. She's like, I'm saying all this stuff. Everything I say is true. If it's not true, then sue me. Because she's not saying allegedly. She's not saying, you know, this is what I think. She's saying this is fact. I know for a fact that these things are true. And she's not scared at all. She's like, come after me because you know I'm right. You know I have proof, or you know I was there, or you know I, you know, whatever. Like she's like, come after me. Come after me and let's see what happens. But no one has ever gone after her, at least not up until this point, right? So anyways, I find her highly critical. Like I just feel credible. Everything she says is critical, like all the things. So as we know, Diddy is in prison and is being charged with massive things, everything from sex trafficking to sexual assault to there's also this separate case with Cassie, where he was physically abusing her. And there's that video that came out of him hurting her in the hallway. That's separate. He's also got racketeering charges, which I actually had to look this up. I didn't know what racketeering was, but it's basically like fake, dishonest business deals. So it's like he could be like lying to someone, promising something or, you know, whatever. And then he's like lying about it. There's also lots of talk of him funneling the money from sex trafficking to other places so he could hide it. So I think that's maybe part of that racketeering possibly. But from my understanding, like, this could take well over a year just to go to trial because there's so much to go through and uncover and whatever, right? And they are now, you know, we're tying Jay-Z to almost everything. This is something that continuously that Jaguar Wright keeps going back to in all of her talks, is that Jay-Z is actually bigger and worse than Diddy has ever been. And it is kind of interesting because we had like the whole R. Kelly thing was what, like a year or so ago? And then now Diddy. And it seems like we're going from the bottom up, you know? And it's like now it's Diddy and then it's going to be Jay-Z. But like who's really pulling the strings on Jay-Z, right? Like I think there's more and more and more to this. And we also have obviously what happened with Epstein. And that whole situation was really kind of almost the same. And as we know, he was killed in jail. They say it was suicide, but we don't, no one believes that. And we never got to see the full list. So I think that, you know, people are really hoping we get more details off of the Diddy case than we did off the Epstein one. So maybe we will, maybe we won't. I don't know. But they have Jay-Z tied to it and Beyonce. I think what I've gathered from all my information is that Beyonce, she was underage when she, you know, met Jay-Z and kind of got involved. She was 16. And there is a video of her that they use as blackmail. And then she kind of, I think, went with it. You know, she's like, whatever, I'm going to marry this guy. I'm going to have a family with this guy. I'm going to be a superstar and I can't undo the past type of a thing. So it's almost like when a victim becomes the criminal. And I think that's basically what has happened with Beyonce. I think similar with Rihanna. They have Rihanna, you know, in a bedroom alone with Jay-Z or, you know, whatever till 3 a.m. and she was underage. And there's also been reports of video with Rihanna involved. So again, I think that's like a victim that maybe later just kind of went along with things, but then also has like distanced herself because you can see that she was close with Jay-Z and Beyonce, especially when the whole Chris Brown thing happened with him hitting her and they really backed up Rihanna. But I think since then, you can really see that Rihanna has distanced herself. She's got really like no connection to the Carters anymore. And it makes me wonder, is it because of this? You know, you also have Jay-Z, who was really close friends with R. Kelly and P. Diddy and did multiple music videos on Epstein's Island. Like just overall, it's not looking good for Jay-Z, like at all. So, I mean, yeah, and over again, you hear people say, like, Jay-Z's the worst. Like, if you think Diddy's bad, you just wait kind of vibes. And then we've also got Usher that seems to be tied to all of this. Obviously, everything I say is allegedly because I have never been in a room with any of these people. But they have ties where Usher, you know, he's always said that he's discovered Beaver. I guess at one point, Usher had actual custodial rights to Justin Bieber when he was a teenager so that he could, you know, have him in LA because Justin Bieber's Canadian, you know? And I don't know why his mom would ever do that, but whatever, you know, that's a whole nother topic. But so anyway, so Usher had basic custody of Justin Bieber and took Bieber on some island thing with Diddy. And there's videos that are out there now that you can definitely Google and see where Justin Bieber's like, what, 15? And, you know, Diddy's like saying like weird things, like we're going to have fun tonight. And, you know, it's just really bizarre behavior to be doing with an underage boy. Like, why? Why? It's just gross. So there are lots of rumors and people saying that, hey, I know for a fact that Justin was involved. He was underage. They used it as blackmail. They made him a superstar, but he had to do all these things first. Just so weird and gross and inappropriate, but who knows, right? But it would explain a lot because Justin Bieber went from, you know, superstar and like living the high life to he looks like a disaster now at all times. And he looks so depressed and so unhappy. And it's kind of a disaster. And it makes you think like, well, maybe, you know, it's because of what he went through. And he's just being able to digest it now as an adult, right? They also have J-Lo highly tied to all of this. Obviously, famously, J-Lo dated P. Diddy before Ben Affleck. And, you know, Jagger Wright is very big on saying J-Lo. J-Lo's very much involved and in many different aspects, not just these like freak-off parties that they like to call it. That's what they would call these sexcapades. They would say like he would have his parties and then later on in the night they would have freak-off parties, which was more of like who wants to be involved kind of a thing. So there are lots of people that went to his parties that didn't partake and or even know about this stuff, you know. There's also a lot of talk of like it was a lot of man-on-man action and that's what Diddy really liked. One of his, was it a bodyguard or something? He came out and said like there was a night in Vegas where Diddy tried to act like he needed a man for someone else. Like, hey, we're having this cool party. Like, she really likes them, like big and black and whatever. And so this guy like found someone to come and party with them, but he really thinks it was just for Diddy. Like, Diddy just wanted that man for himself. Which is obviously fine, but, you know, there's all these like little stories that when you start to kind of add them up, you're like, wait a second, this all sounds the same, you know? They say Mary J. Blige is very much involved. I think that's another story of like where they have video on her and then kind of promised her stardom and she played along and never stopped playing along. They say Stevie J, you know, Rick Ross, Ying Yang Twins, like the list is like kind of crazy. Some people you've never even heard of, you know, and then there's obviously like the bigger names like Jay-Z and J-Lo that they're talking about a lot. They even talk about Jamie Foxx having these crazy parties as well. And there being some sort of a sexual connection between him and Diddy. I haven't heard anything of Jamie Foxx necessarily being associated with the actual like sex trafficking or money or sex videos, but I who knows, but I just, you know, there's that. There's the stories of LeBron James and Diddy and just saying that LeBron was kind of like forced to have sex with Diddy and it was taped and like used against him. And you know, I mean, a lot of people say like, it makes sense. That's why LeBron kind of does whatever everyone tells him to do. He's like the puppet for like the COVID vaccine or this or that. And he just kind of does what he's told. And he's kind of been launched into stardom. I'm not downplaying his basketball abilities, but it does kind of make sense when you really think about it, because he did a lot of things in that realm that like you don't see anyone else doing, you know, including like a Michael Jordan back in the day. So it does kind of seem like he became a bit of a puppet for the industry, which is highly tied to what the government wants to push. So that's really interesting. There's also all the talk around Aaliyah. I guess Jay-Z wanted to date her and she kind of blew him off. And because she rejected him, Jay-Z was like, I'm done with her. And basically, people are saying that Jay-Z and Diddy were responsible for her plane crashing, that it was all planned and it was not an accident. They also like to point out that Aaliyah was really starting to become a superstar right when she died. And that's the same time that Beyonce was struggling to make it and was really essentially a nobody. And then Beyonce, you know, rose in stardom. And again, obviously has that strong tie to Jay-Z. So again, he comes up again. There's also the talk, we already know with Cassie and all the abuse that she endured. But then we also have Kim Porter, which is, you know, Diddy's wife, you know, was wife. She's deceased since then, but wife and mother of his children. And you know, she, I think, tried to get away from him multiple times and just couldn't. And I believe her friend said that, like, the last text that they got from her was, "He got me." And then supposedly they're saying that she died from pneumonia, which who in their 30s dies from pneumonia? Healthy, young, in shape woman. Like, it's just bizarre. So no one believed that. Everyone always felt like it was Diddy and somehow he was involved. And there was also the correlation that Corey Gambles worked for Diddy during this time, and he was actually present when they removed her dead body from the home, which a lot of people were like, why was he there? That was random. And he's obviously now famously dating Kris Jenner. So there was a lot of talk that he knew a lot, that he's highly involved, and that he is essentially a part of the government, which, funny enough, that's what Kanye had always said. I mean, years ago, everyone loved to call him crazy, but everything he said is true now. He definitely called out some of this evil activities. He definitely came out against these parties. He came out against Jay-Z and Beyoncé, who famously they were really good friends and then no longer are. And, you know, Kim, everyone tried to make him out to be crazy, but he was right, you know? So, and he also famously said that Corey is, you know, part of the government and he's there to, like, make sure things go right. Like, what? It sounds crazy, but, like, he's placed in weird places at weird times, right? Like, bizarre. And then we also have Kathy. I don't remember her last name, but it was Jay-Z's mistress that was also pregnant with his baby. She was going to come out public with her pregnancy and their relationship. And before she could, she magically died. And that was another one where everyone was saying, like, that was definitely Jay-Z and Diddy taking care of business. So it really just seems like if people try to go around them, especially women, they just take them out. They just kill them, which is crazy. And also, let's look at the Jay-Z thing. We now know of two times that he's cheated on Beyoncé. You've got Kathy, the mistress that was pregnant. And then you also have the one that she did the Lemonade song on, which I believe her name was like Rachel something. But the famous elevator where her sister was fighting with him and how pissed the sister was because he had cheated. Remember that? Yeah. So this also is bizarre to me, that this man has cheated on Beyoncé twice and she's supposed to be Miss Independent and woman power and blah, blah, blah. Yet she's staying with a man that continuously cheats on her. Like, it just doesn't make any sense. But it would make sense if he has a control on her and or she's part of all of this, right? It's like, it's almost like just like a I have to type of a situation. But yeah, and then they've got Ashton Kutcher's name sprinkled in there. I don't know. I haven't heard any like specific stories, but he did party a lot at Diddy parties, but I think a lot of people did back then. So I don't know how involved he really was or wasn't. One thing that stood out to me is that Ashton Kutcher and his wife, Mila Kunis, they're very much like they got married, they had kids, and really kind of removed themselves from Hollywood and were very much, I don't know what the word is, like they wanted to be more private and they wanted to be more real. And they were not a part of these like agendas, like these woke agendas that we saw really kind of blossom in 2020. They weren't a part of any of that, you know? And I think they kind of put a target on their back, like, oh, you can't be A-list Hollywood and not be a part of this. Do you know what I mean? So I take a lot of the Ashton Kutcher stuff with a huge grain of salt. I don't know. And then we've got 50 Cent, who literally, you know, he's like, I hate Diddy. And he's doing the documentary on Diddy, which obviously we all want to see. And he says he knows all these things and he's going to spill it. I believe his baby mama had some sort of a relation to Diddy, and I don't know if she was involved in the sex videos or what, but maybe that's where his hate started. But then there's also talk that he also has a tape, that they also caught him on tape doing something that would be used as blackmail. So I don't know, right? And there's also been talk of, like, you know, 50 Cent would just want to get rid of, you know, P. Diddy and Jay-Z so that he can kind of, like, take their place in that status. But I don't know about that, because I feel like 50 Cent is pretty level playing field as the two of them. I mean, in fact, I feel like Diddy is, like, below him. Like, who's even talked about Diddy in the last decade? Nobody, you know? He's, like, kind of washed up, old school. And then you've got, I think Eminem said, you know, is not a fan, but who knows if there's anything there. There was a little bit of talk of, like, Dr. Dre and Snoop Dogg being involved. I feel like I believe the Snoop Dogg, but I don't believe the Dr. Dre, but who knows? I mean, I do think the Snoop Dogg makes a lot of sense. He's very much, like, the industry. He kind of just, like, pops up everywhere. I mean, he was in the Olympics. Why are you at the Olympics, dude? Like, it was just so random. So I could definitely see him being kind of like a puppet and being used. Eminem, not so much. I feel like Eminem would, like, bite your head off if you tried to, like, control him. Then you have Wendy Williams, who is, you know, a well-known talk show host that has been doing it for years and years and years and years. And she's been always very vocal with disliking Diddy, like, always. So I feel like she knows more than maybe she's saying, but she's saying a little bit, kind of a vibe. You've also got, like, an old video that has popped up of Khloé. I think she's talking to, like, I don't know, Courtney or Kim or whatever. And she's talking about a Diddy party that she was just at the night before. She said there was a lot of naked people, and did name Justin Bieber as one of the people that were at the party with them. And that was from, like, an old Kardashian episode that people have found. I mean, people are amazing. Like, the fact that they're able to, like, find this information and, like, repost it, it's wild. So there's been a lot of talk of the Kardashians being involved, Kim involved. You know, there was those rumors at one point that Courtney had hooked up with Justin Bieber, and that her third child is actually his child. But then, you know, you hear stories like this, you're like, well, maybe it's true. I don't know. Like, so, and but there's been talk that one of the things that Diddy did was funnel the dirty money, basically, into these businesses for the Kardashians. So, like, Kim's line Skim or Kylie's makeup line or whatever, that all of it is funded with basically dirty money. And I guess there's been, I didn't actually pay attention to those videos very much, but I guess there's something about, we've seen money be moved recently that would connect them to this, or I don't even know. But it's questionable, you know? I mean, I like the Kardashians, but it's suspicious. And you've got Chris, who's been dating Corey for 500 million years. So, you know, and if all the things that Kanye was saying was true, you know, and they really tried to, like, drug Kanye, and they did a little bit, but not to the extent that they wanted to. And it really would have been like the next Michael Jackson or Britney Spears, right? Like, Michael Jackson, they completely took him out. As we all know, he was killed. And then, you know, we've got Britney Spears, who was put on drugs for like 10 years and will never be the same. They've mentally screwed her over. So, I mean, yeah, Kanye was kind of dodging a bullet, but I think they kind of got to him. That's why he's, like, kind of off his rocker, but not completely. But a lot of what he said, if you go back and listen to Kanye interviews about Jay-Z, Beyonce, Kim, the whole family, the government, he's not wrong. Like, a lot of it is becoming true now. And then what else was there? There was also Jaguar Wright gave a list of who she knows for sure has a tape. She said Barack Obama. She said many J-Lo. She said Beyonce. She said Stevie J and Eve, Drake, Rihanna, Chris Brown, Trey Song, Usher,
And then she said the ones that people will be the most shocked about are like royalty and politicians, but like the royal family, you know, things like that. And I heard Kamala Harris on that list, which isn't surprising. No offense. Like, I'm not getting political, you guys, but like, you know, that's not surprising. You know, she used to like hang out with Maury, and we all know who, you know, Maury is from like the 90s. Yeah. So it's just, this whole thing is wild. But I think ultimately it's not even about R. Kelly or P. Diddy or even Jay-Z or whatever. It seems like this is all tied to something much bigger, and that it is tied to some dirty government links. And that's the real story that we'll probably never hear. And that's like the weird part, you know, you're like, you're giving us like a crumb when there's like a whole pizza, you know, it's like, what? I need to understand more. And, you know, we never really got to see the Epstein list, and I don't think we'll ever get to see this list. I mean, the government has already raided his homes and has access to all the paperwork and videos and recordings and devices and everything. And I don't think we'll ever hear the full truth. I think if there's certain people that they want to cancel, that they'll make that a big deal and it'll become like big headlines and they'll cancel that person. And then we'll all just move on. Just like we canceled R. Kelly and we're going to cancel Diddy. Like, we're just going to probably cancel a few more people, and then that's going to be sufficient for our little brains, you know? And it's kind of a shame that we're never going to get the whole truth. Do you know what I mean? Like, I think a lot of what I said that I've uncovered in my rabbit hole dive is true, but it's like such a small margin of like what really happened and what it's really tied to. So yeah, wild, wild. You know what's also funny? I was thinking about this as I was like diving in deep. I like back in the day, like when I was just young and dumb, I was like, oh, it'd be so cool to be like at a Playboy party. Like, Playboy was like so cool back then. And then like all the Playboy stuff came out about how horrible the parties really were, how like girls were getting raped and drugged and forced and like, what? And I'm like, well, good thing I never went to one of those parties. Like, what the heck? And then same with the Diddy. I remember being young and being like, oh my gosh, the white party looks like so much fun. Like, how much fun would it be to like dress up with your friends and go to the white party? And now I'm like, okay, good thing I didn't go, you know? Like, so anyways, it's just funny. It's funny how like at one point you think something would be cool or you'd want to do, and then later you're like, good thing I was never involved or there. But yeah, you know, I think the other thing is interesting is that no celebrity, for the most part, is speaking on this, except for 50 Cent, obviously, because he's got his documentary coming out and he's promoting his documentary. But if you really look at like Beyonce, Jay-Z, whatever, right, they're not saying much at all. And I think maybe part of it is like, be quiet. Oh, the other thing I forgot to say is when Usher and Pink both deleted all of their tweets, which everyone was like, that's weird, like, weird timing. But I didn't get any Pink. Pink was not brought up in any of my research, but I thought that was weird, right? There is that one video of her like grabbing Justin Bieber and like kissing him, and he's like 18 and she's like 40. Or whatever, and everyone's like, that's bizarre. Like, why are you doing that to him? So there's that. But other than that, like, Pink's name didn't come up. But yeah, it was weird. Why would Usher delete all his stuff? And then there's also Super Bowl, where gosh, who is it that's supposed to be doing Super Bowl? But I think the thing is they're like, oh, who is he gonna have with him perform? And it's kind of like Lil Wayne or Jay-Z or whatever. And I'm like, well, it's not gonna be Jay-Z now. I hope not, because like everyone is kind of unsure about him at this point. So that'll be interesting what they do with Super Bowl and what happens from now until Super Bowl. But yeah, that, yeah.
So anyways, we'll see what happens. The one thing I was saying, like, to my husband when I was talking about this whole thing, I'm like, why doesn't P. Diddy just, like, tell everyone what he knows? Because he's already caught. He's already in jail. He's probably going to be in jail for the rest of his life, considering all of the charges, if you add them all up, excluding any murders. The other thing I forgot to say was that people kept tying him to murdering Biggie, which I thought was horrible, because I'm like, he's supposed to be one of your best friends. You murdered him, and then you sang the song in his tribute. You know what I mean? So it was just bizarre. But there's a lot of tying him to that, and kind of saying that, like, he uses, like, the same kind of formula to kill all these people in some way, shape, or form, as far as, like, you know, getting it done, not getting caught, cleanup crew, right? So it's bizarre. But anyways, what I was saying, like, why doesn't he just spill everything he knows? Like, he could literally tell us the dirt on all these celebs and, like, bring them all down with him. But if this is government controlled, then they could be threatening him with, like, we'll hurt people that you love if you say anything. And then if he doesn't have anyone that he loves, which is very much possible for someone like this, they could just threaten that they'd kill him, like they did with Epstein. But if I was Diddy, I would just spill it. I'd be like, I'm going to do a big tell-all. I'm going to tell you guys every little detail, because they're going to kill me anyways, probably in here, like they did Epstein. Like, he should just spill it and tell us the truth. But, I mean, I guess ultimately we wouldn't know what to believe or not believe in that situation. So, yeah. But, I mean, he seems like a dirty, dirty man, and just getting what he deserves, clearly. But, yeah, I want to see the documentary that 50's doing, even though I feel like it's going to be one-sided, you know. But I think that's all we're going to get for now. And then I promise you, in like 3 months, this will be like not even a topic of conversation, which is crazy, because the allegations and the people's names that are being brought up are massive. I mean, huge. So we'll see.